people left in Jerusalem. The letter was carried by Elasa, son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, had sent to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And the letter said, "This is a message from God of the angel armies, Israel's God, to all the exiles I've taken from Jerusalem to Babylon." And look what he said, do. "Build houses and make yourselves at home. Put in gardens and eat what grows in that country. Marry and have children. Encourage your children to marry and have children so that you'll thrive in that country and not waste away. Make yourselves at home there and work for the country's welfare. Pray for Babylon's well-being. If things go well for Babylon, things will go well for you." Now, before I continue, what I'm relating this to is we're living in a world right now that a lot of times we get to thinking, well, you know, there's no need starting a new business. The Lord's coming back. It's so bad. There's no need, you know, me getting married. The Lord's coming back. I mean, and a lot of people, but you know, we really don't know, do we? And what God, I believe, is saying, you've got to live where you are today. You've got to go on about your business being heavenly minded. Okay, but you've got to go on about your business, going to work, trusting God, raising a family, doing your job, doing the things day by day. But you notice, I don't know why, you know, you just read that. He said, pray for Babylon's welfare. Because he said, if it goes well for Babylon, it'll go well for you. So what do we pray for? If America is not an example of Babylon, so what are we supposed to do? Pray for the welfare of the United States, that it will go well for whom? Us. We are exiles. Did you know that? This world is not our home, but we have to live like it is. And so he says that. And then he says, yes, believe it or not, this is the message from God of the angel armies, Israel's God. Don't let all those so-called preachers and know-it-alls who are all over the place there take you in with their lies. Don't pay any attention to the fantasies they keep coming up with to please you. They're a bunch of liars preaching lies and claiming I sent them. I never sent them, believe me. God's decree. Whew. This is God's word on the subject. As soon as Babylon's 70 years are up and not a day before, I'll show up and take care of you as I promised and bring you back home. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. This is the one you know. Folks, we don't know what's going to take place, when, where, or how. But you know what God says? I have it all planned out. I have plans to take care of you, to not abandon you, plans to give you a future you hope for. And when you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. And when you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. God's decree. Wow. Hey, church, God's going to show up today. You know why? Because he told me he would. You've got to believe. You've got to believe. You know, this is the last Sunday of 2014, and we can sit and we can worry, which is not what God wants us to do. Or I can look at the future and know that God has a plan and a hope, and it's for my success, and it's not for my failure. It's for your success, and it's not for your failure. And it's going to all work out the way God planned it. And all I got to do is get up every morning and say, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it and live in today. Is that right, church? Let's begin to praise him and worship him. Come on, lift your hands up. Begin to thank God for who he is. Lord God, we magnify you. We praise you today, Lord. This wonderful day that you have given us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen, amen.
Your pride and hope and mercy. heart with this love. Nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. And nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one.
You and we magnify you, glory in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready? I kind of felt like having fun this morning. All right. Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me, the only name that matters to me. And yours is the name that saved me, mercy and grace, the power that forgave me, and your love is all I've ever needed. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me. And yours is the name, come on. And yours is the name that has saved me, mercy and grace, the power that forgave me, and your love is all I've ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. Yes. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. La 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 Let's sing the name of Jesus, church. Come on.
Jesus. 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 Just that name.
Just the name of Jesus.
Jesus, 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 just that name. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. In the land of glory and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Do the name of Jesus again, okay?
Jesus, 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 just that name.
Oh, Jesus. Come on now.
Jesus, 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 just that name. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim.
All right. La 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 la. La 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 la. Do it one more time, church. Come on now.
La 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 la.
Oh, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 just that name. You hear it, church? Come on now, do it again.
Jesus, 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 just that name.
Oh, just the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you. Oh, we magnify and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what the enemy would like to do? He would like to surround you this morning. If you're listening to me online, or if you're in this building, or if sometime down the road you're going to be listening to this service, the enemy would like to so surround you that he begins to make you think you are overwhelmed by what he can do. But I have news for you today, that if you will just look to Jesus, he says, I will overwhelm you. I want to be overwhelmed by Jesus. And that way I won't put my eyes on these circumstances. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to let your faith arise this morning. Come on, church. This last Sunday of 2014, let our faith should be higher. We should be further along and closer to God than we've ever been in our lives. And if there's something going on in your life and you're feeling like, now, wait a minute, I can remember a time when I had more passion, then you need to renew yourself today. You need to start out 2015 in the power of the Lord, saying, you know what? I'm going to keep rising. I'm going to let my faith arise. Amen. rising this morning as we worship Him and we begin to stay in our worship and believing God to break off the weights. You know, sometimes being around family that you're not used to being around family, and you can just pick up weights because, you know, if they don't know the Lord like you do, or, you know, the way they talk and you love them, but they can just begin to weigh you down, you know, and you have to throw it off. You know, this morning we're talking about our faith arising. Just believe in God. Throw those things off. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus.
Break every chain.
chain, break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is healing in the name of Jesus.
Somebody, there's several names on our list back there. Lift up Pastor Jared. Lift up Miriam today. Lift up all these people, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. We break that sickness over them in Jesus' name. You call out those name of people that you're praying for today. In the mighty name of Jesus, the power of Satan is broken. The power of darkness is gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There is healing. Jesus, there is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, yeah.
Break every chain.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. To break. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Hallelujah. We worship and we praise you, Jesus. We magnify you today. All the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's nobody that loves you like Jesus does. Jesus said that he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. And there's only so far that as a pastor that I can walk with you. There's only so far that I can walk with my children. There's only so far that you can walk with me. But Jesus walks with me all the way. Amen. He took his grace, has provided, and it's all sufficient in his power. There is no limitations. Nobody loves you like he does.
Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay and set my feet upon the rock. Now I know to sit at your feet, dream from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, and feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's
say that again. In 2015, I want to be overwhelmed by God. I don't want the things in this life to overwhelm me. Amen. My perspective, my focus. Remember the word we read earlier, when you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. And when you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me, and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. Glory to God. Nobody else can promise you that. Nobody else. As we worship you, Father,
the more I love you,
Jesus,
I want to sit at your feet. Dream from the cup in your head, lay back against you and breathe, and feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming.
Seems like it was just yesterday that we were standing up here, and it was 2013, and we were talking about what we were going to do next year and the different things. And you know, the Lord knows the things that's going to be taking place, but all I can tell you is that it's good. Amen. It's good. The more I seek him, the more I'm going to find him. I found this in the floor. I don't know if it's good or not, but somebody may have lost a gift card, and it may be blank, but I just didn't want to throw it away till I had somebody check and make sure they hadn't lost everything. Yes.
Okay. Yesterday morning, about 7:20, our nephew called from Louisville. Ed's sister Ella, who lives here in Columbia, had a stroke. And what we heard was that she was paralyzed on her left side. Well, we started praying. They took her from here to Louisville. And later that day, we called this number, which was to her room, and she answered the phone. She was supposedly not able to talk. Well, she was able to move her left leg and her left arm. She was talking like nothing was wrong. She said she felt really a lot better. So I just want to praise God and let you know that he does answer our prayers. He said the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and we are righteous in the eyes of the Lord through Christ Jesus. And his ears are open to our prayers. So whenever we have a situation, we pray from the heart. God hears and he answers. Amen. And he healed her in just in a few hours. She was healed. Amen. And she is doing well.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. But it's the same message, isn't it?
Yes. But when he wants you to hear something, you're going to hear something.
That's right.
You know, it's like the whale. You can turn away, but you're coming back.
That's right. Amen.
Okay, we're going to dismiss children, youth.